For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones. One of the federal agencies that would disappear under any implementation of the Trump budget proposal is the National Endowment for the Arts. Federal funding of the arts can be controversial, but here in Connecticut, its beneficiaries argue it's misunderstood.
It's going to be very bright back there.
Behind a small shop front down a side street in New London, they're preparing for open mic night. This is Writer's Block, Inc., an after-school program for kids who want to create.
So my name is Colton Harris, and I'm from Groton, Connecticut, and I was first introduced to Writer's Block at the age of 12.
Now in his 20s, Harris has returned here to work, mentoring kids aged 9 to 19 as they write, stage, and act in their own plays. He can still remember his very first production.
I played the little brother of the main character who was lived in a bad neighborhood, and he was shot and killed, and so the play was really just about the aftermath of that.
He says creating art that connects to people's real lives can give kids a sense of control.
Having this space and place to create, construct, and constructively build something using their talents allows them to feel purposeful. And so then when you have purpose, then you are less likely to poison that purpose with other things, right?
Interim director Kia Baird sums it up this way.
Writer's Block is an organization that empowers young people to be social change agents through the power of pen and prose on the page and on the stage.
Writer's Block is entirely funded by grants and donations, and about 10% of its funding comes through the state from the NEA. It's one of about 300 small and medium-sized arts organizations in Connecticut that get this kind of federal funding. 40% of those are in high-poverty neighborhoods.
There's so many areas that these programs touch that are just not arts for art's sake.
That's Wendy Berry. She runs the Southeastern Cultural Coalition, the body that administers NEA-funded grant programs in this corner of the state. She says 15 large arts organizations in Connecticut get direct grants from the NEA, nationally important bodies like the Eugene O'Neill Theatre Centre in Waterford. But the bulk of the federal money, $750,000, goes to Connecticut's State Arts Agency, which must then match those funds.
So it's $1.5 million or $1.5 million that then gets distributed out to really community grassroots organizations doing really important work in the communities, mostly in underserved, in some of the rural areas. But that's where we're going to really see a combination of hits.
Berry says she hadn't expected Donald Trump to improve the position of arts in this country, but zeroing out all federal funding was a shock.
I was pretty angry, frustrated. We knew this was going to be a challenge, but I think this is the first time a president has ever completely proposed to eliminate arts altogether. So this is the first time in history. So I think we knew it was coming, but hard to see it when it actually came out.
The NEA's $148 million annual budget amounts to about 0.04% of 1% of the federal budget. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.